Symphorium, a cooperative orchestra in central New York where the musicians are the owners, recently announced its new 2015-16 season. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Symphoria's new music director is focused on making the orchestra more accessible to the public.
As orchestras in major cities across the country experience declining ticket sales, Syracuse's Symphoria is ahead of track on their subscription sales for next season. Larry Lowe, who will officially begin as the music director of Symphoria this fall, admits growing an audience for the orchestra is challenging.
You can't just be up there on the stage and just expect people to be out there in the audience and just accept what you do. It has to be a much more interactive and humanizing relationship where we have more direct connection between the audience and the orchestra.
That's why Symphoria features Pops performances, which will include music from Disney and Star Wars movies, and a Cirque show with aerial acrobats and jugglers. Lowe says due to cuts in musical education in schools, the orchestra also needs to educate the community and wants conductors to explain to the audience what is going on at each concert.
Our young people don't necessarily grow up knowing about and learning about the great works of art that have survived many, many hundreds of years.
Symphoria will open its 2015-16 season with twin pianists, Christina and Michelle Naughton, and the orchestra playing French masterpieces at the Krauss-Heinz Concert Theater on September 12th. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.